There's something special about teammates. They form a kind of family bond. But what happens when your teammate in one event?
Lochte cruising into the wall here. Oh, no, he got in it. He got under it by 100 to set a new world record and win gold for the Americans.
Becomes your rival in another.
Lochte, Phelps, Lochte, Phelps. Phelps trying to get there. Lochte in front. Lochte, will he get a world record? Oh, yes, he does. Lochte the gold and the world record. Phelps the silver.
Michael Phelps defends his gold medals this year, and the guy with the best chance to beat him is his own teammate, Ryan Lochte. Swimming is just one of the big events coming up this week. John Powers can tell us about some of the others as well. He's a reporter for the Boston Globe, and he's in London covering the games. Nice to speak with you, John.
Nice to speak with you. We are waiting for the rain.
Is rain expected today?
Yeah, for sure. It wouldn't be London if it wasn't raining in the opening ceremonies.
Well, I hope you have your bumper chute with you. First, tell us about what we can expect in swimming, because that's something a lot of people watch during the summer games.
Right. I think everyone has been talking about the clash of the Titans, which, of course, is Phelps and Lochte. And they meet in the very first event on the very first day, which is, of course, why you've never seen Michael Phelps in an opening ceremony, because he has to go the next day. This is the event that Phelps has won the 400 IM at the last two games, but Lochte is the world champion, beat him at trials, and probably will win that race. Later in the week, Phelps should probably win the other IM, and that's the only two times that they'll meet. And then, of course, they will combine as teammates in one of the relays. But what is funny is they're very friendly rivals. As a matter of fact, they pair up as a card team against their rivals.
Does Phelps have to beat Lochte in any of these events in order to get his record 19 medals?
He can do it without it. Michael is in seven events, and he only needs three medals to beat the all-time record set by the Soviet gymnast Larisa Latynina in the 50s and 60s. He will easily get that. But I think what he certainly will get a medal, you know, everyone thinks on the first day whether or not he beats Lochte. What is interesting, actually, Lochte's coach was saying in Beijing, Ryan was so focused on beating Michael that he came third in two races. He forgot that there was somebody else in the race.
So tell me about some of the other sports. I mean, a lot of people prefer to watch the sports in which the U.S. has a chance of meddling. Gymnastics, I think, is one of those, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, for the gymnasts, it's a very big week for the women. The U.S. women are the world champions. They've won. They've committed the last two games as world champions and did not win the gold medal. This time they are favored to do it. And Jordan Weaver is the world champion coming in. So the one medal they really want of all the gymnastics medals is that women's team. The men are quite decent, given the fact that there's a very small participation in the U.S. They could well get the bronze medal. One of their stars is John Orozco, who lives in the Bronx, and his father is a sanitation worker, and noticed a poster for free gymnastics lessons, and now he is now America's best. What is very big in the first week for the host, for the British, they need to max out in cycling and rowing. Those are their two big sports, and those are both the first week. And of course, Bradley Wiggins, who just won the Tour de France, will be competing for them. The other person of interest is Zara Phillips, the Queen's granddaughter, who will be riding her horse for the first time. Actually, she was on the last two Olympic teams, but her horse wasn't.
You know, it's also interesting to me that, you know, we just watched Wimbledon, and many of those players will be back on the courts again for the Olympics.
That's right. As a matter of fact, one of the interesting things would be whether Roger Federer, who did not win the gold medal before, can win it this time. Of course, Rafael Nadal, who was the defending champion here, just pulled out. So also it'll be interesting to see what can the Williams sisters do. They are going for their third doubles title and looking for Serena will be favored in the women's. So the U.S. could do quite well there.
You know, I'm going to be watching archery. I know we've got supposedly the number one ranked archer in the world in the men's competition. What else should we be watching for?
Well, I think what is interesting about archery is it's happening in one of England's most fabled sporting grounds, Lord's Cricket Ground. And to have that turned into archery is quite interesting. So I think you'll see lots of photo shoots from there. Also, one of the most intriguing venues here is the beach volleyball at Horse Guards Parade, which, of course, is where the Queen has her annual birthday celebration. And to suddenly see this massive sandbox in front of this storied thing that goes back to Henry VIII when they used to joust there, It's been quite fun.
You know, the woman who's going to be carrying the flag for the United States is a fencing champion who also has a chance to medal as well. I'm wondering who's going to, you know, especially in the gymnastics, we always have somebody emerge, America's sweetheart, some big story coming out. Are we going to get any Carrie Strugs, any Mary Lou Retton's this time around?
That'll be interesting. You know, I think one of the interesting things this time, this is the first time we will have women's boxing in the Olympics. Up until now, that was the only sport that was male only. And, of course, the Americans have three women. Queen Underwood, very good story. She might well win that medal. And I think looking back, the first games held here in 1908, there were only 37 women in the entire competition. There were 36 female boxers alone this time.
And Queen Underwood, we should say for just a moment, we talked about her a little bit on the show here. That's an amazing story there. I mean, that would be a kind of a bit of a Cinderella story for her.
Absolutely. She you know, had, you know, a very difficult road getting here. You know, some ugly, you know, physical abuse issues, things like that. It's been a great way, I think, for her to get, you know, something really, really positive going and to define herself. For example, there was the same case, a judo player named Kayla Harrison had been abused by her coach when she was a teenager, left Ohio, went to Massachusetts, trained under a former world champion, and is now a world medalist and may well medal here.
All right. So maybe we might get Queen Underwood emerging as a bit of a superstar from the Olympics. But what about any teams? Are we going to get any miracles on the ice? Are we going to get any basketball dream teams?
Probably not. As a matter of fact, what is interesting is to see what the U.S. men will do. Of course, the NBA had the lockout, and they had a really cram-jam season that ended late. And there's a lot of talk, of course, this is the 20th anniversary of the Dream Team of Michael and Magic and all those. The Americans will be hard-pressed to win the gold medal. Of course, the U.S. women are dominant. They should win a fifth straight title, and they may not have a close game.
And the women's soccer team also has a good chance as well.
They do. Of course, what was interesting is that this is a team historically that does very well in the Olympics after not doing well the year before in the World Cup. But they fell behind the French 2-0 in the first matchup in Glasgow and had to come storming back. So that will be one team to watch. And, of course, Alex Morgan is the bright new face of that team. She was not at the last games, and she was a reserve last year, and she got the two big goals.
John Power, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, reporting on the Olympics from London. I'm jealous, John. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.